from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, I admire your courage, Marilyn, reading that first reading. That's a tough one, but it's important, an important one, and we'll get to that in a moment. But where would you be if you heard somebody say downtown, or Stillers, or Yuns? Pittsburgh, yeah, because they say we Pittsburghers have an accent or a different way of saying things. I mean, we have a distinct way of talking that people, if you go to Ohio or California or Florida, say, oh, you're from the Berg, yeah. I mean, I don't notice any difference to Yunzers. I mean, well, because Jesus and his followers, according to scholars of the New Testament, had a distinct accent, a Galilean accent. And when they spoke to the more educated, sophisticated people of Jerusalem, they sounded different, because what they would do was kind of swallow a syllable. Like, instead of saying running, they'd say running, or hunting, they'd say hunting. Or instead of fire, let's say far. So they had a distinct accent. And the sophisticated people of Jerusalem, when they heard this kind of language, they would look down upon these Galileans as hillbillies or not as smart as they were. The Galileans were considered backward. So now that you know that, it is remarkable to imagine what was happening today in Jerusalem on Pentecost. Here, now, these Galileans, supposed to be these hillbilly Galileans, are speaking eloquently and in foreign languages. They are speaking Arabic and Asian and Pythian and Ethiopian and Phrygian. They're talking all these languages. They're speaking clearly and fluently, and they are understood perfectly. So no wonder the crowds were stunned. They thought these guys had their happy hour at 9 o'clock in the morning, you know. So no wonder this event has such an impact. No wonder when Peter gave his Pentecost sermon, thousands flocked to him and flocked to the way of Jesus. This was dramatic, unconventional, unexpected. These Galileans suddenly became remarkable, bold, articulate ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, just a few weeks before, we read about these disciples, and they were behind closed doors. They were afraid. They knew if they went out in Jerusalem, they knew the Romans were very cruel. One time they had like over 100 crucified on the Appian Way. So they found these Galilean-speaking people, followers of Jesus, they would be crucified too. But today, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They went beyond the fear and the anxiety, and they had strength, and they went out with truly, it was a miracle of the Holy Spirit in their lives. And the Spirit of the power manifested itself in God's loving way, making Pentecost a time of unity. Those disciples didn't say at that time, well, you know, you got to jump through this hoop. You know, you got to look this way. You got to speak this way to be part of our in-group. There was no in-group and out-group. They went out to the people in their differences, in their different languages, and not because, we got to get circumcised first or whatever. No, they went out in their situation to proclaim the good news to them. There was no foreigners. There were no immigrants. There were no migration. They're all people of God, and they went out to them to tell the good news because the Holy Spirit dwelled in the apostles and made them more and more like Jesus. See, Jesus' love is more than we'll ever know. Jesus' love, sometimes we try to contain, but no, it's more than that. It goes out to the conservatives. It goes out to the liberals. It goes out to the heterosexuals. It goes out to the homosexuals. Everybody, no one's excluded. Anytime we have an exclusion, that's the Antichrist. Well, they might say they're Christians, but it's the Antichrist, because Christianity is inclusive for all people. And Christianity is the reverse of what happened in Genesis 11. Remember Genesis 11? Human beings were prideful. They wanted to build this Tower of Babel. They wanted to storm heaven and control everything. And what did God say? And that tower was destroyed, and the people's languages were confused, and there was confusion and division. But Pentecost in the Holy Spirit, that's reversed. That's reversed. That which is separated is united. The enemies are loved. The different people are included under the lordship of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit changes everything, and that's why we don't often talk about it in the church, because you can't control the Spirit. The Spirit blows where it will, and you can't control it, Jesus tells us. The Spirit made it known what Paul would say later. There was no longer Jew nor Greek. There was no longer slave nor free. There was no longer male nor female. We're all one in Christ. Red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit. That's when you know the Holy Spirit speaking. When you start saying, oh, those people, or those blacks, or those whites, or those Indians, or those immigrants, you're speaking in the way of the Antichrist, not the way of the Holy Spirit. In this new reality, this God reality, you and I have been baptized, and we receive the Spirit in our baptism. We are baptized people, and we have a place in the drama of Pentecost. We're a new people, a new creation. We are, as St. Paul tells us, you are the body of Christ. You know, in a little bit we're going to see the body and blood of Christ. You are the body. You're not like the body of Christ. You don't represent the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ because the Holy Spirit's in you. We've got to live into that. Through baptism, we have received the Holy Spirit, and we have opportunities better than the disciples had. We can communicate. I mean, tomorrow at 8:30, I'm going to be talking to my son in Singapore. 8:30 in the morning our time, 8:30 in the evening their time, on this computer with the screen, and we can see them, and I'll see my grandson Rowan, and he'll tell me a new word like crocodile or elephant, I'm hoping he can see. I have a lot of dinosaurs to give, but you know, be able to see, that's a miracle. We can do more than the apostles with the opportunities we have to communicate the gospel. We are a people with an amazing abundance of talents and gifts. We are baptized. We have received the Holy Spirit. We have such potential. You know how many times a Lutheran will share the gospel of Jesus Christ? Let the Spirit blow through them? The average is once every 25 years. We can do a lot better than that. We can do a lot better than that. To let your life be transparent, the transcendent, to let that Spirit work through you and lead you wherever it will in the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to be on fire with God's Holy Spirit. That's why these flames of fire are here. We're fired up with the love and goodness of Jesus Christ, bold. But also, it can happen in quiet ways, unexpected ways, to let the Spirit touch us and move us to touch that person or that person. You know, there was a man named Sam. And Sam belonged to a wonderful church. But he's a very shy guy. And the church had a ministry that would go once a month to a nursing home. And they would sing hymn, and they would read scripture, and have a little short sermon. And they'd always ask Sam, the group, the ministry group, "Do you want to come with us?" No, maybe another time, Well, one time, some of the members of the ministry group couldn't make it. So the leader went to Sam and said, "Come on, Sam, we really need you. Come on. Joe and Frank and Pete can't make it. Come on, we need you." So reluctantly, Sam went. And, you know, he was shy. So when he went there, he didn't stand up front and sing with the choir. He was like in a corner, kind of shy, just looking around. But he saw one guy, one of the residents, in a wheelchair. And the guy was blind. And something touched Sam's heart. And he had compassion for this guy. this blind man in a wheelchair. So he went over to them. And when the choir was singing, he's shy, so he didn't say anything. He held the man's hand. He held his hand. And then after the group left, he left and didn't say a word. Next month, Sam went again, saw the man in the wheelchair, held his hand, they sang. It gave Sam a sense of joy to be able to be with this gentleman, even though he didn't talk to him. Well, 1 month they went there, and the guy in the wheelchair wasn't there. So Sam went to the nurse's station and said, where's the man in the wheelchair that's blind? Oh, he's dying. He's in his room. In fact, his daughter's in there if you want to go over. So Sam went over and explained to the daughter who he was and how his relationship with the father and how he held the man's hand. She said, oh, so you are Jesus. She said, my dad would say every time the choir would come and sing, Jesus would come and hold his hand. That meant so much to him. You are Jesus. The Holy Spirit's in your heart. The Holy Spirit touches you with compassion. And the Holy Spirit will show you who needs to be encouraged by Jesus' words this week. Who needs to be given peace of God that passes understanding this week. Who needs to be forgiven in Jesus' name this week? Pay attention as the Holy Spirit touches your heart. You are Jesus. Go to that person. Go where the Holy Spirit leads you. And the Holy Spirit will give you the power and the words to be Jesus. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.